The state released a new blueprint today to help communities across Alaska come up with cheaper and more efficient sources of energy. In announcing the plan, Governor Sarah Palin included a push for an in-state gas line, but the document is mainly focused on finding greener solutions to control energy costs. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
One of Governor Sarah Palin's most well-known phrases on the vice presidential campaign trail was "drill, baby, drill." But her new message to an in-state audience is very different.
Whether we're talking about rural Alaska or the Rail Belt or Southeast, one thing remains true. Renewable energy will be the key.
Overall, Palin set a goal of having half the state's electricity come from renewable sources by 2025. That news had Chris Rose, the director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, beaming.
It is a very big commitment, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody who's on board to do that, to make it happen and maybe even make it happen a little bit sooner.
Governor Palin also stressed the importance of efficiency and said in many cases that might be the quickest way to bring down the high cost of energy in rural Alaska. She says beyond efficiency, the state's new plan gives specific communities a detailed analysis on which forms of energy are most cost-effective for their area. She says it identifies potential projects and then sets priorities for funding.
Because of the diversity of energy resources throughout our state and the vastly different energy challenges facing each region, our energy plan is going to result in a wide variety of actions. And we don't have to leave any community, and this administration will not leave any community without the tools to meet its energy needs for the next generation.
Steve Hagenson with the Alaska Energy Authority has been leading the effort to come up with a document for 9 months. He says it was important to travel around the state to carefully assess each community. He gives the example of Bethel, where wood is a cheap fuel source, but it's also scarce.
And they said, well, you know, it's like 100 miles up a river and getting farther every year, because they're cutting trees down. I said, well, what about these willows? And so I said, well, yeah, we got lots of willows. So sometimes the things right in front of you, you just don't see. It takes a little bit of outside thought. And so I came back, called a friend, and said, well, can you make pellets out of willows? And thinking that that would be a good use of willows, and because they have lots of willows in the area. And he said, yeah, no problem.
Higginson says a local man is now working to fashion willows into broomstick-like logs that could work in existing furnaces. He says there are a lot of creative solutions like that in Alaska. When the legislature appropriated $100 million for renewable projects last year, more than 230 proposals came in. The Alaska Energy Authority has chosen 77 of those proposals that are eligible for funding, including wind, hydro, and wood chip projects. Lawmakers must give final approval during this year's legislative session. Governor Palin asked for $50 million more in her proposed budget to fund additional projects. She says she hopes Alaska will also be eligible to receive federal funding as part of President-elect Barack Obama's planned stimulus package.
I think it's more than ironic that I think it's almost providential that the state of Alaska at this time has really awakened to the idea of the potential and the reality of renewable energy projects being plugged in to find these solutions that we're seeking for our energy challenges, and then working with the feds at this time with Obama's administration, because we know that they're very keen on renewable also. So it's very good timing.
But Palin says most of the funding for the necessary new infrastructure projects will have to come from the ratepayers, families, and businesses. The energy plan also includes a recommendation for a new organization to help bring down the cost of power along the Rail Belt. It would be called the Rail Belt Energy Corporation. Besides finding more natural gas resources, it would look at wind, hydro, geothermal, and tidal options for generating energy. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.